Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. Maharashtra Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray on Friday said he cannot rule out the possibility of a fresh lockdown if COVID-19 cases continue to rise in the state. While a lockdown is fatal, the state is caught in a peculiar situation where it has to look after the economy as well as save lives of people, he said. India yesterday strongly pitched for easing cuts in crude oil production, saying high oil prices are hurting the consumption-led recovery of several countries, including it. Spokesperson in the Ministry of External Affairs also said that crude supply should be market-determined rather than artificially managed. At the same time, he said India has noted announcements by OPEC and OPEC Plus to effect a slight easing of crude production cuts. Johnson & Johnson has started testing its COVID-19 vaccine on adolescents, beginning with those aged 16 and 17. The teens will be added to an ongoing study of the vaccine in adults that began last September, the New Brunswick, New Jersey-based drug maker said on Friday. After initial data from the older teens is reviewed, the trial will expand to add adolescents aged 12 to 15. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal yesterday said the national capital is reeling under the fourth wave of the COVID-19 pandemic, adding that there won't be any lockdown for now. If there is a need for a lockdown in the future, a decision will be taken after consultation, he said. However, the fourth wave of coronavirus in Delhi is less serious than the previous ones as there are fewer number of deaths and hospitalizations this time, CM added. Tesla Inc. yesterday posted record deliveries for the January to March quarter, beating Wall Street estimates as sales gains of the Model 3 and Model Y offset the impact of a global shortage of parts. The electric car maker delivered 184,800 vehicles globally during the first quarter, above estimates of 177,822 vehicles, according to Refinitiv data. This also exceeds its previous record of 180,570 achieved last quarter. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Have a great weekend.